Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy Group Live. Tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about our family and guests from all over the world that participate in our live broadcast. So, get a couple things out of the way. First of all, Irv and I are not practitioners, nor are we doctors or nurse practitioners. So we ask you not to ask any medical questions because this show is strictly for education and information. We are not here to diagnose, cure, prevent, talk about cures, anything to do with medical. So please refrain from asking so we don't have to cut you off. Second, please do not ask any kind of income questions as everyone is unique. Everyone is different, and everyone has their own, basically, uniqueness. Some people will work this business and take it really serious. Some people will see the vision and want to impact the world like Irv and I and a few others are doing. And somebody won't even believe what we're saying, which is fine. All we ask you to do is just do your due diligence, research it, try it, and you'll be amazed. Now, tonight, we're going to go a little bit in-depth in talking about a gentleman that came to America in the late 1800s. In his journal, about 1895, he had a picture of some self-driving cars. In 1920, he was working on something called quantum resonating energy, and he had also in his notebook a little 3.5-wide by 5-inch long little device, and he was working on frequencies with radio waves. And along the way, he got robbed of a lot of things because he was generous. He was really wanting to study with some other people, but he basically got taken advantage of his kindness. We're going to talk a little bit about the man himself, Nikola Tesla, and then we're going to talk about a young 19-year-old physics major, basically that learned a lot and was invited to a foreign country, basically Germany or France. We can't really remember exactly where they came from, but they were invited. His father didn't want him to go because he'd never left the backwoods of New Hampshire. So he was kind of a country boy, but he was learning physics. And up popped a company in around 2012 that has taken the world by storm. Literally the world. Doctors, chiropractors, all types of people in the medical community are now realizing that the future is in frequencies. But I'm going to do a little interview with a friend of mine. Matter of fact, I've known this gentleman for years. He was a college professor. He actually taught graduate students as well as college students. Now, Irv and I both have built a brick-and-mortar businesses and sales organizations that exceeded $3.6 to $4 million plus, upwards of around $10 million a year. We both have business degrees. We both have marketing degrees. But Irv actually has an MBA, and he taught all aspects of business, marketing, psychology. But what he's really known for, and he wrote 2 curriculums for a university in Ohio, but what he's known for is taking people on a weed walk or a weed journey. He's one of the foremost people in the world that can look at a plant, look at a weed, look at things, and literally tell you what it actually is, if it's sustainable to sustain your life, and if it's eatable, where you could eat it. And he likes to get out into the woods. He likes to get out into the swamps, into the deserts. He likes to put his feet literally into the creeks, into the sand, literally get out into nature. He's been all over the world. He's taken, like I said, more than 1 million-plus people on a journey. So if you would, let's get the new people to press 1 right now. If you're brand new, I want you to press 1 and let us know who you are. And if you'd like to ask a question before we get started, we're going to let you do that. If you are a partner, I'd like for you to go ahead and get in the queue as well. And you're going to help me interview Professor Herb Samuels. Professor, are you here already?
Hi, Gary. Irv is not here yet, and there's just brand partners on the line at this time.
Okay. Well, then that'll work. Any of you brand partners got a question, a comment, or a thought, we're going to go ahead and open up the line. Press 1. Don't be bashful. Don't let me be out here all by my lonesome. I can talk, but I feel better when I have somebody talking to are talking with me. So help me out. Press 1, and then as soon as Irv gets here, we'll double-team him on some questions. How's that? Anyone? Richard, you got anybody, or we got all shy?
Nope.
Shy folks tonight again?
All shy folks tonight.
Wow. What am I got to do to get y'all people to open up? Because if you're not willing to press 1, how do you expect anybody you invite to press 1? You know, it blows my mind that y'all keep coming to the show, but you're silent. Are you learning anything? Is anybody really learning anything on our show? Tell me yeah or no.
No one's raising their hands but at this time, but I'll tell you, I've learned a lot of things on the show, and I've probably been on the show virtually as much or way more than average, because I'm doing this most of the time. Learned a lot about the products, how the people benefit from them. So it's been
tell us a little bit about, we had the inventors. We had basically Rick and RJ both today, literally on a webinar, and I'm sure there's quite a few people here that didn't make that webinar. Tell us a little insight of what you may have learned from what they talked about earlier, because we could go on literally for hours telling them about Rick and RJ and the company. I don't know if y'all are aware, but this company's already done over $1 billion in sales. We're 8 years old, and we've got some stuff coming down the pike that I'm working on with my team. The company's working on some stuff with another team. So there's going to be lots and lots of things that will benefit each and every single one of us. All we got to do is take the initiative and get involved. It's kind of like taking a cell phone, you know, and if you don't plug it in, you don't recharge the battery. So you got to get plugged in so you can recharge your battery so you can learn. Richard, what was talked about that got your attention today? Anything basically stand out to you? Because I didn't get a chance to be there. Unfortunately, the doctors came in about that time, so I didn't get a chance to watch the webinar. So if you can enlighten everyone that's here, because I don't think most of these people go to the webinar. Some do, some don't, majority don't.
Let me get my notes here for a second. It was interesting because it pulled out a lot of things. Of course, a lot of things, if you've ever been on a Zoom call on Saturday morning, you know that Rick and RJ and their focus is, Rick was pretty specific. His focus on products, RJ's focus is on operations. So Rick is basically looking at the types of products to come out, and he said there are 4 products that are all ready to go. They are waiting basically at this point in time to get the software program up and running, and they're anxious because they're actually paying for 2 software programs at the same time, but they want everything to basically be running and be working perfect when they go to it. So they're saying it's around the corner, and they're real anxious for it. But they got 4 new products that have been out being tried. by the doctors and then some other people who could use them and try them. And, of course, the doctors were given some to try with their patients and everything. But one of the key things and one of the aspects is that what was different when you run into a corporation like Rick had, and he mentioned that he treated his employees like family, and it's all about helping people. And that's a huge difference because a lot of people do not treat their employees like family. In fact, a lot of corporations, they treat their employees like they're expendable. Most of the people who
like
were...
Like their numbers.
Yeah. One of the persons that worked for Rick for 20 years has now worked for RJ, since they switched over. And most of the people who were working for Rick with his company when he sold it are still working for that company. So it's it's real again, interesting. And you can see that in his face and smile, as we hear it in his words and everything else with all of that. He had mentioned that one of the, a person who had a debilitating discomfort in the head had used the Revive, and within minutes, 90% of it was gone. And how this is really a huge issue for a lot of people, because a person who is having discomfort in the head will lose days and days. I've met people before who would lose 20 days out of 30 days a month because it'd be coming on for a day and it'd last a day or two and then they'd come out of it. And a lot of times they'd just end up getting triggered again. So amazing, amazing product with that. The only thing that he mentioned is our products put you back to where you're supposed to be. And he was citing Tim for sharing this with him before as well as with us. Outside stressors and everything outside stressors, which could be EMF, Wi-Fi, it could be the stresses, daily stresses of your life, of diet, everything like that. All of those basically are hard on the body, and they put it out of balance. And so our products help you get back in balance to be where you were supposed to be in the first place. Let's see. He mentioned, of course, Rick uses these products all the time. I mean, he's had some of them made specifically for his wife, Jolie, and one of them made for her. And, of course, we have that as a product now out there. But he says he sleeps with an earthing card under his head, under his pillow, and food freshness cards under his body every night. A key point that was brought up is you'll find a lot of companies out there who will say their products are patent pending. He said that doesn't mean a thing. Anyone can submit a form and say that their product is patent pending. It isn't until you get the patent and gone through it and one or two, three rewrites and everything that you actually have something you can really say is meaningful. I mean, you can produce anything and submit it and call it patent pending. So that's a key thing. When you're looking at other products and people say, well, their product's patent pending, it doesn't mean anything. Basically, you tell them, hey, come back when you got one. I can tell you a number of different companies I've been with before have labeled their products as patent pending, and they never got a patent on it. Nothing ever came up with it.
Nope.
These products are extremely powerful in that the programming lasts. So the products are programmed for at least a full day. That's the least amount of programming that goes into a patch. Just amazing. Most other companies, they'll do it for a couple hours, and that's it. So that length of programming time is what gives us a higher quality of product. The other thing you know, and I've, you know, food freshness card was real interesting. This is kind of cool. We're saving on basically one of the goals with that is to cut down on food that's wasted, so that, you know, properly using the food freshness card will, you know, extend product life about 50%, okay, at least 50%. But here's one of the awards they got was for the best food safety program, okay? That's because when food goes bad, it can be toxic, and you can get very sick from that. And so ours is preventing that from, you know, the food freshness card is preventing that from happening, you know, to any reasonable amount. But there, I hadn't thought about that before with that. So Rick's mission is basically to help people any way he can.
Yeah, live healthier
and the other thing
and,
around
longer,
the food waste. Go ahead.
Live healthier and live a happier life. And that's one of the things we do with this radio show is it's all about family. That's why Irvin and I basically use this giveaway to try to help y'all. We bend over backwards for y'all because it is all about each and every one of you treating because Rick, basically we've learned from Rick. We've been around Rick for a while. We've known Rick a couple, two or three years because Irvin and I were in another company that was actually being private labeled through Rick's company, and they basically, you know, they ordered a bunch of product and couldn't come up with the money. So they basically lost out, and nine of us went to Rick and said, hey, let's do this on our own. Well, actually, there was 10 of us. Wow. But anyhow, is anybody up for a question? Has Irv made it to the show yet?
Nope.
He's out
nope
in the woods,
no.
Probably.
Probably.
Nope, nope, and no.
He's been using Scott's phone the last couple of nights because he doesn't usually get any good reception around there, so.
Yep.
So anyway, I'll just continue enough. You know, so from Rick's perspective, you know, enough food goes to waste that if we can save, extend the life of that food, we should be able to feed everyone. He did mention the new product that's coming out. One of them is Renew. And then RJ wouldn't let him say any more after that. however, I'll tell you, Joy had ordered some product, and she got a package of Renew in it. So,
it
as a bonus. So,
it works wonders.
With a smiley face on it, okay? So his point, the more people you help, the more you get rewarded with this. The business is in 50 countries at this time. We have 11 distribution centers. There's 12 energetic products. They are coming up with some things in the software here. The plan is to have, and he mentioned this as, you know, towards the end here basically, is we will have a brand partner, someone who's interested in building the business. We'll have a preferred customer person who just wants to refer other people but not to build a business. And then we'll also have a nonprofit category to help raise funds within it, and then also a retail customer program. So those right now are the four classifications they're planning to have with the when it comes up. Okay, hold on a minute. Here we go.
Good evening.
What's up, Slacker?
We were just in a presentation, pulled into a, and I highly recommend everybody does this. We're looking for locations that have semi-truck parking capability. And I'm in a little place in the middle of nowhere along a four-lane highway, though, in nowhere in Pennsylvania. And the guy has a little convenience store with ample parking probably for maybe... four or five semi-trucks. and have an appointment. He wasn't here, but I, you know, I did presentations with most of his employees. They're excited. They promised me they're going to get an appointment firmed up with the owner, who doesn't come here very often. But ultimately, if we can get CBD into establishments like this, it would be mind-boggling in how wide your influence would become from one random stop at a convenience store. So all I could say,
absolutely,
guys, anybody listening, you're looking for opportunity, it's everywhere. Just open your eyes to it. Take a little action.
Well, we got nothing but branding partners tonight. So
okay.
We have nobody new. Nobody's pressed one. I've been trying to twist arms and everything else to get questions out of them. And we have a really, really shy group of people that are not pressing one. The only ones that have been talking have been me and Richard going back and forth. We kind of give a little update on what Richard learned today from the same thing you and I probably basically did. All right.
The showcase every Saturday. Every Saturday is absolutely significant portion of your business. And, you know, if there's any way at all possible, I tried. I was, you know, unfortunately in an area without any access to the internet or to phone service on all four of my cell phones today. So I wasn't able to be on the call. But ultimately, you know, I called probably 20 of my brand partners within, you know, a couple hours after the call to try to get all the details. That is how important those calls are for me. So all I could say is, you know, if you want to become successful, if you want to, you know, improve your, you know, realities on an everyday life circumstance, you know, your health, improve it, learn from other people. Take the opportunity to learn on those Saturday webinars. Today, you know, it's more about the business aspect and where the company's going. And again, you know, I understand maybe some of you have absolutely no interest in additional revenue. And I feel sorry for you if you really, you know, kind of have a limited perspective like that, if you're happy on your Social Security or you specifically are comfortable with the income that your employer is willing to, you know, kind of slide your way. You know, I call it the crumbs. Employers always take the major part of the icing and the cake, and they leave just a few crumbs for their employees. Well, don't settle. You know, it's not time in this world to be satisficing. It's time to be optimizing. And you might as well optimize your future. You might as well optimize your financial success. You might as well optimize your family's success. You know, again, you know, are maybe comfortable. And I get it. A lot of people are absolutely comfortable being miserable in their lives. You know, they may have a nice retirement. Maybe they have two retirements. I was talking to a guy yesterday that we brought into the business that has three retirement checks already and a government retirement. And he didn't seem to be very money motivated, but he was smart enough to take a brand partnering position, spent almost $600 on product yesterday. Why? Because he's a smart man. He has some compromised, you know, physical realities in his life. His children are business people, you know, so he figured, well, maybe it's not for me, but boy, I could connect you with some money-motivated children of mine. And that's a fact, you know. Maybe you don't have any children, and that's okay, too. I don't have any children. The reality is that, you know, though I don't physically have any children that I, you know, am aware of, the, you know, reality of my impact on children all around the world, I've taken literally hundreds of thousands of them on various camping or survival ventures, and I have a lot of impact. And, you know, though I've had the privilege and the blessings of being able to influence a lot of people, I haven't scratched the scratch. You know, my impact, my legacy is something that I'm developing every day. And you should step up to the plate and do the same thing. You have some of the most amazing solutions to some of the most complicated issues, some that our parents and our grandparents never even could have imagined existed. the amount of stressors in our life, the amount of anxiety and stress going on in our world, the financial stress that most people are under, the facts that, you know, immunity is you know, pretty much broken down for most people because the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, they're all toxic. And your body doesn't have the ability to continually cope with the inflammation that's created by those things unless you do something dramatically more impressive than what you've been doing up to this point. So please, please enjoy all the technologies. Experiment with them in so many ways. I have the privilege of, with Ronald, happened to be on the call today, and my sponsor, Doug, called me. Very rarely do I have the privilege of kind of going down the rabbit holes with Doug. Doug's been a multi-million dollar earner in this industry, specifically has been top echelon wage earner in multiple network marketing companies over the years. He's developed himself, and again, that's the key to this industry and maybe the best part of being involved with a company of this nature, self-development. You can become, you know, so much more than you are today in so many different ways. And the mentoring and the coaching and the nurturing that is available simply because of the systemic setup that is put together in these kinds of programs should be life-altering, should be life-improving. So take advantage of it and don't be selfish. Share it. Begin to get people in front of this information. When we were talking to Doug today, you know, he mentioned that, you know, and I don't know if everybody has had the privilege of seeing his cherry tomato plant from, I think, 3 years ago or so. It was phenomenal. It, you know, produced, it looked like a jungle plant. I think it was like 7 feet high or something. It produced more cherry tomatoes than, you know, most people can ever grow on a dozen cherry tomato plants. And that was because he used quantum energy. And he is doing that experiment again. He bought 4 wimpy plants, and basically the only reason he limited himself to 4 was that at the Mark's grocery store that he went to, that was all they had left, and they were the worst-looking imaginable seedlings for tomatoes that you could have, you know, even contemplate. He paid a quarter a piece for them, and he is working on them with quantum resonating energy on a regular, ongoing basis. The outcome will be something that we probably all will admire. And you can do those same experiments. You know, just begin the process of becoming a, you know, kind of fascinated person looking to learn more about our modalities. And the more you choose to become fascinated, the more you'll think of ways of beginning to experiment with our various, you know, batteries, and ultimately some of those experiments, the results will, you know, open your eyes to how powerful these technologies are. And we, you know, again, on the call today, you know, the vision was painted. You know, this company is going to be huge. We're ahead of a curve. You know, we're so far ahead of the energetic solution curve. You know, most people, as we begin to introduce our EMF shields and our earthing cards and our freshness cards and our various peel and sticks to them, have no clue. You know, they've never seen anything even remotely similar, and they're completely baffled by even your initial introduction, but they won't be baffled by the results they get. They will be enamored by those results, and you have the ability to change people's lives. So please, you know, I can't plead with you enough. I'm not pleading, you know, because I'm looking for, you know, anything other than I want to improve this world. And you probably want a better world. And through your sharing of this information, we can make that all come together. So with that, would really appreciate it if somebody would press 1, tell us, you know, what's going on in your mind. You know, what's your reservations relative to why you don't have, you know, myself or Richard or Gary or Sheila or Scott or, you know, it goes on and on, any of us on 3-way calls with your people. We'll be glad to work with you in any fashion you choose. Our new rewards program for this radio program, Again, unlimitedfreebies, tinyurl.com/unlimitedfreebies. I checked it last night from three different computers. It works impeccably. You know, if for some reason it doesn't come up on yours, just type it into the address window at the top of your phone or at the top of your laptop or notebook or computer or whatever. Get there. Begin to study how you can accumulate anything you want in the product line without spending any money. That's pretty powerful. And simultaneously reward your guests that you invite to this information with freebies also. Doesn't get any simpler. Doesn't get any, you know, more ingenious for developing success. Again, sharing the word, getting the word out. And we're here for you 5 nights a week. You know, we'll be here tomorrow night, Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Monday night at 8 o'clock. Monday night is our military tribute call. That's Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And by then, you know, that gives you 24 hours between now and tomorrow night, 48 between, you know, tonight and Monday night. Get somebody to commit to joining you in front of this information. With that, do we have any ones, Richard?
No ones. The people on the call are Liz, Sheila, Bailey, and David.
Okay. David.
All the same regular.
I haven't heard anything from you since I left you, David. What's going on in Youngstown, Ohio? What progress are we making? I'll be back to chase you around, and we'll get a little more quicker. But in the meantime, David, what are you doing? What's your success story the last couple of days?
Well, I was over at a couple garage sales where this lady had an issue picking up some stuff, so I stuck a quantum card on the back of her slacks, and she goes, "What is this card?" Because it was only a couple minutes later I went into the garage and in some other places looking at the garage sale stuff. So then when I came back out, she says, "What is this card? And how do I get one?" And I says, "Well, here's my business card. Call up and these guys will explain it a lot better than I can." Well, that's what I was listening tonight and last night, but I was doing this the whole Friday and Saturday and today, you know. But there was another guy there too that another garage sale where I was trying to buy a camping stuff. He knows all about Tesla up and down and around, and I thought he would call tonight too, but I got his phone number, though, so that's
now we're
one.
Cooking. That's progress. Excellent. Excellent.
The lady.
Yeah,
that's the key.
It is the key. It gives, and there's so many ways of successfully doing that without, you know, kind of, "Hey, I need your phone number." You know, that doesn't work. You know, people get intimidated by that. But, hey, you know, I see that you're interested. Would it be all right if I send you a text as a reminder to the upcoming radio show where you'll get your freebies?
Ah, forgot that line. Nuts.
Yeah, that's a good one. It works.
You
okay?
And I forgot it.
Well, write it down. Memorize it. Practice it in the mirror while you're driving down the road. Turn that rearview mirror, which you can't see out the back of your van anyhow. Turn it to you and begin to practice.
I emptied it out half of it, so I can see the windows in the back now.
Okay, cool. So yeah, anyhow, guys, I appreciate that, Dave. And again, I know that you're one of those guys that really cares about other people, and you are trying, and you keep, you know, opening windows, and it's a great thing. And eventually, you know, we're going to find somebody that gets excited. And once we have those people...
Mark. Andio, I think, signed up somebody yesterday and bought a couple cards. I'm not quite sure. I think they're going to order some big package, but can with them to figure out what package to get.
Excellent.
That happened yesterday somewhere.
Sure. There's an example of a guy you ran into. I'm not sure what the circumstances are, related to your introduction. Okay, all right. At a flea market, you met a guy.
He was nonchalant. We were just chit-chatting when he grabbed his shoulder. And I said, "Do you want your shoulder repaired?" He goes, "What?" I said, humor me. You see this black card? Stick it between your T-shirt and put it on your shoulder there for a minute while we finish our conversation. 2-3 minutes go by, and Andy O goes, okay, how do I get one of these cards, and how does it do that?
There you go.
And the
proof, proof is in the pudding.
He's got, I don't know, 20 people maybe. I don't know how many he's signed since. But
absolutely.
That was it. That was all you got to show off the card. But that was in Rogers at a flea market.
Yep. Excellent. And again, so, you know, you can't stop a guy like that. I mean, he has networking experience. He's a serious, national. Yeah, national businessman.
Hey.
And he under. Yes.
What?
David, you got to run them down, man. Go after the ones with the canes. Run them down and catch them and introduce yourself.
I'm still waiting for one of our cubics to heal blind people. That's the only one I can they can't get away from me that quick.
Now, as a matter of fact, of course we don't claim any cures. We don't talk about, you know, specific mitigation of disease, but Rick specifically sent some batteries that Scott has some, you know, challenges because of his lifelong type 1 diabetes condition. He has a little night, I don't know what those are called, blinders. You know, you put them over your eyes at night. And he has been given some patches to put on those. And we're seeing where we're going. But you know, something's going on.
Oh,
it's all good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff coming down the pipe.
A friend of mine asked me about his friend that has dementia coming. It's not bad, but the daughter can tell that mom's getting this. And that's why I asked you about the wow and the nitric oxide and the quantum card you told me to give to her. And hey, if I take those cubics and just stuck them on a index card, put them in this lady's blouse or her daughter puts them in her blouse, it works just as well, right?
Yes, but it's better to get positioning.
It
will work on an index card, but it will work on paper. There's not a problem. The complication is you want to get it close to a specific meridian, you know, point, a chakra, one of the places where the body has specific, I'll call it patterns of energy, so it's better.
Okay.
Located, near her stomach, maybe on the inside of her belt, specifically on the K27 spots or right at the top, that bone, basically the little indented spot right below the major bone at the top of your backbone. Those are good spots. And can't hurt. We know that. There's no negative potentialities with any of these frequencies and the upside. And we already have a major testimonial. It's actually on our sharing. Gary, do you know where our testimonials are on Susie's Facebook group of testimonials? Do you know what that group is called offhand? Experiences.
Energy Experiences. Energy Experiences.
Okay. And if you're not in that group already, you need to, have a brand partner invite you. It's a closed group, I believe. But you need an invite. Anyway. And in there, there's a great testimonial.
Lots of testimonials. Yes, lots of testimonials.
And there's a great one about a woman that
all the time for the weight loss, and I try to get these buddies of mine to do that. But it's just not happening. I don't know why they don't call.
Here's what you do.
Yeah, three-way I'm on to the call.
Ask Irv how I did this all the time. I never, ever ask anybody. I just said, hang on a second. I got somebody calling in. And I was dialing Irv.
And we double-teamed them. We had 99% close rate. I mean, it was incredible what Gary and I can do. You just get people on a three-way call and we'll go through the explanation any way we need to.
Okay.
And we don't start off right off the bat trying to close them. We try to build their confidence in learning about who we are, you know, and basically about caring. When people understand that you really, really care about them, they're more apt to listen to you. When you come off that you're trying to sell them something right from Jump Street, you ain't gonna. Your success is limited. They want to know that you care about them and about their needs.
Oh, that's a really
and not
good
trying
point.
To get, trying to get money. And that's
yeah,
what we
we're,
do.
We're,
we've
we're,
done that over and over and over and over and over a bunch of times.
And the key is, you know, we're ultimately looking to figure out what their challenges are and how we can bring a solution that will work for them.
Okay.
Now, everyone that's on the line, we are fixing to switch. I am fixing to switch the platform to where there's going to be a single dial-in number again, but it's going to have access to an 800 number so I can open up English-speaking languages around the world. So you're going to be able to open your playground a little bit wider, and if anybody wants to contribute, because we're going to have to pay for anything outside the United States when they dial into that 800 number. So if anybody wants to, you can. If you don't want to, I'm stepping up to the plate to help the team, you know. So we will have real soon, maybe as early as Monday night, we may announce it Monday night if we get it all done, that we will have a playground that will be available anywhere in the world where people can actually dial in, and we'll be able to email you. Basically, we'll be able to email you the advantages. And if you want to get involved in the Rolling Group live program, we're going to throw you some free text messages that you're going to be able to unlimited use, some free texts. That's also, Irv, coming up really, really soon. And we need to write a couple articles, Irv, so we can get that to Brett, so we can get all this put together. We're in the few final days of getting everything situated and getting this really be able to crank up and help our team.
Well, you share with Brett, tinyurl.com, unlimited freebies, and he'll pretty much have the article he needs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm driving. If you'll send that to me in a text, I'll send it to him.
Okay. Great. Thank you, David. I appreciate all you do, my man, and let's make this happen. Let's impact our world. With that, Sheila?
David, if you don't have my phone number, you're welcome to it. Irv's got it. Just get it from Irv if you don't have it. Anybody is welcome to my phone number or Irv's phone number. We are here to help you. So don't hesitate to reach out to Irv or myself. You know, and we promise you we will not embarrass you with any of your friends or family or anybody that you want to get on the phone with us. We will be extremely very professional, and you get them on there and let us go to work. You're liable to have a better than 90%+ chance of closing. I mean, we've got pretty good. If they've got an open mind and they're willing to listen and they're attuned, and said, Irv and I closed better than 98% of the people that I got involved. So if we can do it for me, we can do it for you. And we're willing.
And point of interest, a lot of those people were not interested at all. They just were not interested until we pointed out that there is no risk. And, you know, the bottom line is, would you be in a position that if we could show you how to increase your current income without taking a lot of additional time, you know, just doing things that you're already doing, would you be willing to step forward and give it a shot? And somebody would have to be pretty stupid to say, no, don't want to do that. And that's why we pretty much had pretty massive success. There is no risk, you know, and we're honest up front. You know, I apologize for being late tonight, but I was having so much fun with all the employees at this convenience store one at a time. you know, doing all the muscle testing and the balance testing and proving how dangerous their cell phones were and whatever. You know, it was incredibly entertaining for everybody. And, you know, the bottom line out of all of that is that, you know, they have the choice of now improving their lives, and most of them are pretty young, for the rest of their lives. I mean, you know, and with the truck drivers, most of those guys work way too hard, and they don't make enough money for, you know, the dangers that they're exposed to every day, the crazy, you know, little four-wheelers driving down the road that just don't understand anything about how hard it is for a, you know, a truck to switch lanes quickly or stop. And yet, you know, they deal with that every hour they're on the road. It's just part of their lives. So, you know, they no matter what they're paid, and you know, I hope they're paid $5,000 an hour, but, you know, it's not the way it is. And, you know, with this particular addendum, adding additional income, you know, working very, 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 very part-time, it's all about working smart, not hard, and having fun at the same time. So I think we pretty much got, you know, maybe two out of all the drivers that Gary, you know, kind of introduced us to, that said no. You know, they were just absolutely, you know, debunked the reality that there was any possible way they could do anything or add anything to their lives other than drive truck. And that's their choice. You know, more power to them if that's where they want to be in 50 years. But we offered them a, you know, kind of a life rope, a secondary choice. You know, I don't know, and maybe this sounds pretty stupid, but I don't think it is. And that is, when you are introduced to something that doesn't have any risk, you know, and again, going back to my instructional days when we analyzed, and we analyzed very extensively. We had, you know, really expensive logistic and rochromatic programs and financial analysis programs that would guide people to making a, you know, the best decision, optimal decisions related to finances. You know, how much you spend on this to do this to get that, and, you know, what's the risk of having five terminals versus three terminals, and we worked out all those kind of things. You know, it's part of the educational process in making business decisions. But we never one time had the opportunity to present a zero expense. You know, you don't have to spend any money to earn money here. So there is zero financial risk. And as a consequence, that is a 100% positive decision to proceed. And, you know, this is pretty unique, but it's where we stand. And then as soon as people earn money, as soon as people, you know, understand the magnitude of the opportunity that they have, they can earn the products for free. They can purchase the products out of earnings if they are, you know, as they begin to earn money, they can pull out a checkbook or, you know, this week, I think we have, you know, in Scott and my personal efforts, I believe we have four people that, you know, pulled out at least $400. And that's just, you know, talking to people. These were all people that I had never seen before, never talked to before. So, you know, it's out there, guys. The opportunity is literally unlimited, but if you don't open those windows and get people willing to entertain the information, it's going to be a slow boat to China. With that, love
Sheila
to hear from you.
Hand.
Please.
Go ahead, Sheila.
Okay, ask these people if tomorrow or next week or next month it was impossible for them to go to work, what would they do to feed their family?
Yeah, that's pretty real, you know, and everybody should think about that reality. Most people don't. You know, they stick their head in the sand every day. They, you know, get into the commute, you know, they get in their car and they're ready to drive the, you know, and they call me crazy, you know, get into traffic in a big city, do that 12 lanes, drive an hour and 12 minutes one way to get to work every day. Talking about crazy, in my opinion, but it's their choice. But ultimately, what happens is tomorrow they can't.
What about the person that lives down the street from you that you know has a health issue, but you never talk to them? How would you feel it was you and somebody had a solution to what was ailing you and they didn't talk to you? You're doing these people a favor that could impact their life forever.
So true.
Think out of the box. Get rid of the box.
The box is
selfish. Get rid of that box and think about the people that need your help.
Quit being selfish and kind of keep it for yourself.
What?
Share. Don't share. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Share it like it's $1 million. Because honestly, this is a $1 million business for each and every one. And if you think about this, this company's already done a $1 billion company. So when you represent yourself, I represent me. When I introduce this to people, I'm part of an organization that's done over $1 billion. Would you like to get a slice of that pie? I don't think in a term of $1 million. I think of a term of a $1 billion corporation that's already done over $1 billion, and I'm part of it. How much of that would you like to get? If it was available for you to start taking some of it, would you work it to try to get $1 million or $2 or $3?
Ask them who they ask their neighbor. Who do you know that has health issues? Everybody has health issues.
Or financial issues. Who do you know that's struggling?
Yeah. Well, they want to put their kids through college.
Yep.
Or they want to buy their grandchildren shields for their cell phone.
Yep. And that brings up a little story. Appreciate your thoughts very much, Sheila. I was at a restaurant owned by one of my brand partners who has done nothing, unfortunately. Well, I guess his mother bought six earthing cards. But beyond that, you know, and he has waitresses that have been with him 25 years. He has one of the most successful, you know, entertainment spots and restaurants in the area. He could, you know, tear this apart, won't put table tents in his restaurant. His mother, you know, said, we've never done that and we're not about to start now. And we haven't had a chance to reach her to try to, you know, paint the vision. She understands how well they work. She bought six birthing cards. She gets it. But she gets they work. She doesn't get, you know, anything else about what we do because we haven't had a chance to get to her. But while I was there, there was a multi-generational family that pulled up in a car. I believe it was from Missouri. And it was kind of like one of those clown things where 1 million people get out of a car, and I was just fascinated by how many people were getting out. Little kids and then their parents and then another generation and then great-grandpa. He was there. And great-grandpa had some disability. You know, he was kind of heading up the rear, walking really slow, had a cane. And, you know, I said to him, you know, I had watched this unload, and they were headed into the restaurant. And I had to comment, you know, there were probably still 10 of them in front of me when I commented. I said, you know, marvelous seeing, you know, this multi-generational family activity. And the grandpa, you know, was the last guy. And I said to him, you know, basically you should be so proud. And he said, well, I don't know about the proud, but I'll tell you, I have to pick up the bill. So at that point, you know, you could go either way with that guy. You could go financially, say, hey, if you would turn your family onto, you know, a nice way of adding some income for all of them to begin to create some additional income, you think that, you know, might benefit some of these young children that you just, you know, have with you? You could go that way, or you could go directly at him and say, hey, you know, I see that you're probably not going to run the Olympics this year. And you know, jokingly start the introduction. And at that point, you've broken, you know, you already broke the social milieu of talking to strangers. You're not a stranger once you already complimented them on their family being together, having such a lovely family. And at that point, you know, it's conversation. It's sharing is caring, as Gary says all the time. And, you know, I care. You need to care more and more often. And ultimately, the results of that will impact so many lives. And, you know, I hope you're not looking for finances, you know, that money is, of you know, inconsequential to you. I hope that is your reality, and I'm loving it. But, boy, your church or your synagogue or your mosque or your local volunteer fire company or your – goes on and on. They need help. And if you happen to produce an extra couple million dollars, they will be so tickled for you to use that tax advantage that you have at giving it to a nonprofit organization. And the impact you could create by doing that would be, you know, it's like throwing a rock in a pond. How far do the resounding little ripples go? They just keep building and building.
The feeling that you get when you help another person is better than any money you'll ever make. Trust
me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have
changing
any
people's
new, branding partners. Any new branding partners want to press one and get in on the conversation with myself and Herb and Sheila
and
Dave.
Richard?
I'd like to
and
hear
Dave?
From me, Richard. Yes, somebody.
Just a
press
just
one.
A family discussion. Just a family discussion going
open
on,
the,
guys.
Open
all...
the open the whole thing so people can talk. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
But if they're not willing to press one, they're probably not willing to talk.
We're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
That's right.
Maybe we should do some role-playing. Maybe that would help. I did it in another company. It was hysterical.
Yeah, lovely. You start. Ring, ring. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for asking. How was your day?
I'm actually awesome. Lord has provided unlimited blessings. And part of the reason that I'm calling you today is that I'd like to share something that I think you'll find extremely exciting. It may or may not be of interest to you. I don't know how you're going to, you know, kind of perceive it. But I'm wondering, you ever heard of Nikola Tesla?
I have heard of him, but I don't know much about him.
Okay, cool. Let me just say that, you know, here's a little quote, and I'm paraphrasing. It's not the actual quote, but you've heard of Albert Einstein, right?
Oh, my goodness. Hasn't everybody?
Well, this is really interesting. When I heard this, I, you know, found it to be pretty amazing. He was being interviewed at some point, and the interviewer said to him, "What's it like to be the smartest man in the world?" And his response really opened my eyes to beginning to educate myself on, you know, more of the importance of Mr. Tesla, because his response was, "I wouldn't know. You'd have to talk to Nikola Tesla."
Oh, my goodness.
Now, and what I'd like to do, you know, young lady, and I appreciate your, you know, kind of humoring me, there's a radio blog show. It's at 8 o'clock. What night of this week other than Tuesday or Friday, and again, all weekend, would you, you know, possibly be available at 8 o'clock if you could get some freebies just for listening, you know, just for kind of getting some insight as to, you know, what Tesla has created and how it's going to improve your life. And I firmly believe that what you're going to learn is going to improve your life.
Are
what
you
night
telling
would be
me
good?
That just by dialing a number, okay, and listening, that I'm going to get something for free? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. The only obligation is that you review the information that is relevant to your interests. You know, whatever they talk about, and they talk about all kinds of things on that call. They talk about the dangers of electricity. They talk about, you know, immunity complications that people have. They talk about weight loss and performance, and they talk about, you know, if you have any discomfort of any kind. They talk about so many things, and based upon what you initially hear, you'll be able to walk away after reviewing the information that is important to you with absolutely no obligation freebies sent directly to your home, up to, and this is crazy, up to a 36-day supply.
Oh, my goodness.
A month and a half.
That's awesome. What do I have to do besides just listening?
Just after you understand, you know, what you know is so exciting about this information, begin to think of a couple people that you know, children, your neighbors that might have any of the complications that you hear the solutions to, and get them in front of the information also. Just invite them to the radio.
How about my mailman and the person that cuts my hair? Would that be somebody that might be interested?
That sounds like, you know, two good, you know, good potentialities right there. And they're probably, you know, mailman, I don't know how many years he's been on the route, but he's probably looking for a way to resolve his foot pain or his discomfort in his knees or something. I mean, you know, it just goes with the territory of that job.
And what else?
So which,
is there anything else I need to do? How do I prepare for this?
No, nothing, you know. And if you want me to assist you in inviting some people to that show, we can arrange that also.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every night other than Tuesday and Friday, which night do you think would be the, you know, the most convenient for you to join us this week?
Well, if I come every night and bring a guest every time, can I get more than one freebie?
You'll get more and more rewards the more activity that you bring to our show.
Wow, this is exciting.
Yeah, it's you know, I found it exciting, and that's why I thought of you. I knew you'd get excited too.
Oh, my goodness. I look forward to being there.
Again, which night, you know, would you like to, you know, allow me to put on my schedule so I can maybe, you know, send you a text or an email or messenger or on Facebook. I know you're active on Facebook, you know, a little bit before the call so that you can, you know, be reminded and not miss it, because we have limited availability on this bridge that we're using, and I'd hate to have you dial in and not get through. So, you know, I need the convenient night for you. What works for you?
I think that, let me look at my calendar. Let me see. I think Wednesday would be a good time, a good day.
Okay.
And what time did you say it is?
It's 8 p.m. Eastern time. You're in the Massachusetts area.
So what time would it be in Mountain Time?
Mountain Time would be 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Mountain Time every Wednesday night. So I'll be notifying you probably about an hour before the call at 5 p.m. your time. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. We'll hear you on the call on Wednesday, and I think, you know, get excited, because, you know, it's really interesting information, and it's going to, like I said, you know, based upon my experience, it's going to improve your life in so many ways.
Well, I've never been offered something free for just listening to a radio show or any kind of a show. They never gave me anything free, so I'm excited.
Good, good. We're looking forward to your being with us on Wednesday. We'll, again, send the reminder out then. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Been a pleasure. Now, for those of you that just listened to that call, was there anything, you know, threatening or, you know, did it create any anxiety or stress for anybody? And in my opinion, no way. You know, it's just a conversation among friends. You're doing somebody a favor, and you're not selling them anything. You're not trying to get them to pull out their credit card. They have an opportunity to get things for free. It is such a win-win-win for everybody.
Irv, what about if everybody that's on this call, and I don't know who's on this call, and it doesn't matter, after this call or tomorrow or whenever, that they write down just 10 people that they don't even have to think that they would be interested, just 10 people that they know, write down their names. And if you need help, inviting them, we're here to help you. Just
that would
people.
Be.
Everybody has a. Everybody gets a haircut, I think. Everybody goes to the barber if you're a male person. The mailman, the teacher of your child. There's so many people.
If you still have a Yellow Pages, you know, and sometimes those are available. You could just go through the categories in that Yellow Pages. You know, look from A to. To see, and by the time you get to see, you have more than 10 people already. And I'm not talking about the people that are listed in that book. That doesn't matter. Just the categories. It will act as a memory jogger for you. And then get, you know, Sheila, Gary, Richard, any of us are willing to be on the line. We'll help you invite them so you can get comfortable with doing this.
And stop worrying about the no's that you're going to get or the rejections. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting themselves. They are never rejecting you. They're rejecting themselves that they don't want to extend themselves or whatever it might be. You're not going to get everybody, so don't take the no's personally. Just move on to the next person. We have 330 million people in the United States alone, and we're in 50
right.
countries.
Yep. That says a lot. And again, everybody has to, you know, make a decision yourself that you really care about other people and you want to help some people. And this is just the beginning.
I devoted my life to helping other people. Why? Because it does my heart good and it makes me smile that I can help another human being with their discomfort. Think about that. Just think about that alone. Forget about the money you're going to make. Forget about everything else. That you, as a human being, help someone else their discomfort.
And that leads me to...
It's truly amazing.
That leads me to a new story. My sponsor, Doug... called me today. You know, he doesn't plug in very often. And, you know, it's always a pleasure. He's a very adept networker. He's a great speaker. He is a student of self-development. You know, he's one of the guys that has transitioned himself a thousand times over from where he was to where he is today. And he continues that journey to become, you know, better in every aspect of his life. And that's, again, absolutely the best part of this industry. But he has had, this is a fascinating story, he has had a housekeeper that, you know, has been with him for a long time. He lives primarily in Florida, but he has a facility, a house in Youngstown, Ohio. And his housekeeper, you know, kind of takes care of that place while he's in Florida. And, you know, while he's there, she, you know, does some activities around the house. And she has a regular job, too. I think she's a caretaker in an assisted living facility or something. But bottom line is she somehow often is exposed to having to help people, you know, get up that have limited mobility. And, you know, more often than not, those people that are in those kinds of jobs end up with discomfort, you know, usually back discomfort, you know, maybe something else, her arm gets pulled out or whatever, but she ended up with some major back discomfort and, you know, she does stuff at Doug's house, but she unfortunately, you know, when she was there the other day, couldn't do it because she was in so much discomort, major. In fact, on a scale 0 to 10, she said it was, you know, 10 being the worst pain. She was at 10. So, Doug said, well, I'd like to give you, you know, a couple stickers to play with. And she said, yeah, right, that's going to help me. And she's been around Doug forever. Doug's been in lots of different companies over the last 30 years. And I don't know how long that housekeeper has been with him, but quite a while. And she's never listened to anything that he's ever said. You know, just never went anywhere. Well, it just so happened that he put a CBD sticker on, again, the top of her collar. And then put, again, the nitro and the relief on opposite sides And that woman called him back a couple hours later and said, "You aren't going to believe this, Doug. I have gone from, you know, excruciating discomfort to absolutely no discomfort at all. I want to buy a package." She bought a $400 package to his amazement. She is excited about these patches. You never know, guys. Persistence gets the cat.
And it's not no to you. It's no, not now. It's not good timing. Can I call you in about 2 or 3 weeks? Would that be okay? We have sometimes we have specials that you might want to avail yourself of or whatever, or new things coming out. Would that be okay?
And that's it. You open the channels for follow-up information. That's all we are. We're conveyors of information. We're looking for people willing to review the information.
Also, if you keep a notebook when you're talking to these people, let's say you talk to somebody and they say that their children aren't feeling well or they're sick, and then when you get back to them, you ask them how their children are doing now, that you remembered, think about this, you remembered that they weren't feeling well. Do you realize what that's going to mean to the person you're talking to? Wow, they remembered that my children weren't feeling well. All these little tricks are really important. So when you talk to somebody like that, keep a notebook. Keep the date you called them so you know when to call them back. That's what 40 years of being in networking does to you. Like the person that says, you know, I really don't have any time. And I say, Mary, that's exactly why I'm calling you. You know how much time you can free up by doing something like this? I wrote a paper on overcoming objections 10 years ago. I love the people. The best bonus, and you may not realize it right now, but the best bonus you are going to get is the wonderful people that you meet along the way.
So
unreal.
True.
Unreal. It's unreal what these people mean to you. I was in the travel business, and I met this lady I don't know if I should say this, but anyway, she said to me, "I'm going to quit the travel business." And I said, "I'm sorry, it's not an option." And I said, "I want you to go to such and such a site and listen." She went to this site, listened, and the next day she sponsored her first person. And she's been there ever since, and she's still there when I'm not there. You just never know what's going to happen. Person, when I went on the trip, she came over and hugged me. I loved her ever since. I mean, I just adore the lady. These are the bonuses that you get.
Good.
The last
lifetime. The more impact that you have, the more the rewards. That's a fact. In so many different ways.
Oh, and it leads me to another thing is when we got off the plane to come home, I was waiting to get my luggage, and several people came over to me and thanked me, and I said, "What are you thanking me for?" And they said, "Because it's because of you that I never quit." People don't know what they're quitting on. And the thing that they quit on is themselves, not the company, not anybody else. They're quitting on themselves. I don't know about you, but I'm too valuable to quit on me.
and yes, we all go through frustrating periods of business development in any business. Doesn't matter what kind, you know, sometime you'll have some, you know, dry spells. You know, business won't be what you would wish it to be. It doesn't develop as quickly as you would like. You can't reach, you know, and find the right people that are willing to listen. But that will pass. You know, if your persistence gets you over that, through that, you know, ultimately you'll get the objectives that you set out to accomplish accomplished. You just need to be persistent and willing to take the right actions.
with that, Richard, do we have anybody else stepped up? Number ones? If not, it's been a very, very friendly, interactive. Sorry,
no one else
truck
has
went.
Pressed. Yeah, no one else
Go
has
ahead.
Pressed one. The only other person on is Linda, who was sponsored by Charles Gillespie. She came on about 25 minutes ago.
You are still
Linda.
Here, Linda. Linda,
yep,
hi. How's everyone? How's
Great.
Everyone?
Good.
I'm right here. I'm just listening, man. Thank you. Thank
good,
you
good.
So much.
Always welcome.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on board.
Yes, I am. Definitely. I've been listening,
man.
I think my sister's out there, too, LaDon Bailey. LaDon, are you still out there? LaDon?
No.
Hi, sister.
Unless
How
she's
are
on
you?
Your line.
No, she's not. She's not.
No.
No, she's not. Yeah. But I've been coming on here and there. I've been listening to you guys. It's a blessing.
No. How many people do you know that have discomfort or health challenges?
Well, I know a lot of people with health challenges. I think everyone has health challenges after
that's
we get
what I
older.
Said. Well,
yeah,
waiting
and that
to hear
exactly
what you
right.
have to offer them.
Absolutely.
We're here to
I'm
help
still,
them.
Absolutely. Charles Gillespie's brought me in, my brother,
yeah.
and he's still
and
taking
he,
the patches and all that, all of this, all of that. But I want to get the water, the one that you put the water on. The
sure.
The
irritant
card?
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to get.
You can put the water on the food freshness card as well.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Well, I haven't thrown out an
it.
Avocado since I got the food freshness card. Not one. Unreal.
Oh, wow.
It's unreal if you have and like avocados. I'd use that because they got this moved to the back of my refrigerator, forgot about them, okay? Forgot about them. And I figured, you know, I want to use them tonight. So I went to them and I said, oh, they'll probably be black inside. They were perfect inside, absolutely perfect. I'm still jumping up and down. I cannot believe how unbelievable that it is with the avocados because avocados are fragile, very fragile.
Yeah, they are.
It's just amazing that people would just love to know that. And I talk to people in the produce section of the supermarket and tell them about it. You walk up to somebody, you walk up to the avocados, and there's somebody else right there looking at them, and you're saying, you know, how long do your avocados usually last in the refrigerator? And they'll tell you a couple of days, and you can say, would you believe mine lasts about 2 weeks? And they'll ask you how.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the same thing with people that are buying flowers. You know, there's a big flower department pretty much in every grocery store now. And it's amazing to me at how much people spend on flowers. I mean, you know, go out in the woods and pick them is my kind of answer. But bottom line is they don't do it that way. And the key is with every single person that has a flower in their shopping cart, you could simply approach them, you know, just smile first and say, hey, do you have a freshness card in your house yet? And no one has ever heard of a freshness card. So you started a pretty good conversation at that point. What's that? Say, oh, man, I'd love to get a video to you. You know, it lasts, and you could send them a 30-second one on raspberries or on mushrooms or on bread or the three-minute one on the Stewart of Arney and Company when we won the Gold Edison Award for that particular thing. That's, you know, about 3 minutes long, maybe a little less than 3 minutes. And when they watch that, you're going to have somebody that wants to buy a food freshness card.
What I usually do is when they have the flowers in their hand, I usually say, I'm sorry, but it's not my birthday. It breaks the ice. How long will your flowers last? How about if they last longer than you expect?
Yeah. And again, don't be shy at saying, hey, you know, I just caught wind of a really cool invention. It's called a freshness, you know, invention or
a freshness resonator or freshness battery.
Device.
Call it
device.
Anything you want so they can't go on the internet and look up food freshness card. Don't
right.
call it that. And, you know, when they say, oh, you know, that sounds interesting, say, would it be all right if I text you a little video that explains it? And you'll find, and you could, you know, immediately step ahead, like, you know, assuming that they're going to give you the phone number. And if you live in the 508 area code or whatever, you say that, you know, your texting number is 508. And if you happen to catch that right, they'll just continue fluently without any hesitation. If you got it wrong, they'll probably correct you and say, no, I moved here from New York City. My number is 845, and they'll give you the number, whatever. But it's, you know, it's doable with strangers. And by getting good at capturing, you know, potential prospects, I mean, they don't know anything about what you know related to the technologies that we have available. And by getting those, you know, people willing to give you information to get a hold of them, to give them, you know, follow-up validation information on what you sparked an interest, you'll get them on these radio shows. You'll be able to get them on the Saturday webinars. You know, it's just a matter of persistence once you get that original information as to how to contact them.
Or if they're from a different place, I'm looking to expand my business into your area. Who do you know that needs extra income?
Yeah, absolutely. We have amazing world-class technologies. We have, you know, 6 patents. We have 15 international awards. And boy, do we pay lucratively. Do you know anybody that might be interested in some additional income? And you'd be surprised at how many people will point at themselves and say, me.
Hey guys,
make
I'm
it
fixing
fun
to hit this
if you're not
head,
having fun, head
spot
you're doing
up here.
It wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm fixing to hit this dead spot, so I'm probably going to lose you. So, Richard or Irv,
right,
I'll close it out. I'll drop
okay.
it. I'm going to be dropping here in about 3 or 4 minutes, probably or less.
Okay. Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you. Be blessed, man. Get healthy. Get rid of that whatever silly thing you're carrying with you quickly.
Cough, I'd love to get rid of it. I've had it for like 5 days now.
More immunity, my man. You know, I don't know how many you have on, but try a whole pack.
I got 6 on right now, and I'm thinking about putting the other 6 on.
I love it.
Because I'll probably just take a whole sheet and tape the whole sheet to me.
Okay, and add CBD. You know,
crazy.
Get your immunity system beginning to balance. It's obviously out of balance.
I carry CBD. I got the tag. And
well,
Jay,
I'll
and,
tell you another
I
story. I hear you, but here's a story from Doug today. You know, he's had some heart challenges over the last couple of years. And, you know, somebody was listening to a broadcast and they said something about, you know, adding a freshness card in your bed. And he did that. And
yes.
I think he put one by his pillow and he put one in his bed. He put one in his pillow and then one in his bed. And then two nights ago, he decided to put 2 over his heart when he went to sleep. And he said it was revolutionary. The you know, when he woke up, he was absolutely, and he didn't want to make a pun, but he was refreshed and revitalized. And then he did it again last night. Same reality when he woke up this morning. But it took a total of 4 cards for him to get that result. So experiment, guys. Find your sweet spots for whatever energy you're – and tonight he decided, you know, when we were talking, he's going to try another one. He's going to see if it gets better with 5 cards.
Ha-ha. I heard that. Can never have too much around you.
Well, your
now
body will only use
–
it will only use. Yep. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, everybody, for being on tonight. Richard, we don't have any final, you know, brave people that want to talk, do we?
They're all talking, Irv.
Okay, I get it. Well, yeah. Again, thanks, everybody. Last chance, if you want to make a final comment, feel free to do so. I think your lines are all open.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for being here, and thank you, Irv and Gary, for caring so much about all of us.
Yeah, but we're going to learn how to do this eventually. You know, we're just, you know, trying to get better every day, and we hope everybody joins us on the journey. Improve yourself every day. Share and impact other people's lives. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, and try to have somebody with you that you can impact their life. With that, thank you, Richard. Thanks, everybody. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.